Commissioner Kevin White is a District 3 incumbent. He is running despite a guilty verdict in a sexual harassment suit and the legal saga that ensued. Here's what he told audience member Michelle Patty about how he hopes to help minority small business owners if he keeps his seat.
In my previous administration as Tampa City Council member, I initiated the disparity study for the City of Tampa, which re-implemented their program and, for the minority business owner and disadvantaged program for the City of Tampa, as well as now being a member of the Hillsborough County Commission and a member of the Tampa General Hospital Board Authority, have also implemented a revamping of their women and minority owned business programs and have drastically increased the minority participation at Tampa General Hospital.
On August 24th, District 3 voters will see his name on the ballot, along with two others that might be familiar. One is former state legislator Les Miller, who is married to Tampa City Council member Gwen Miller. Here's how he answered Patty's question.
Hillsborough County was doing a better job and utilize my government business. I looked at the numbers yesterday, and they are dismal.
The third Democratic District 3 hopeful is Valerie Goddard, who currently chairs the County Children's Board. She said she wants to get to the core of the problem.
We must address the issues that directly impact the ability of minority contractors to participate. Some of those are their ability to get bonding and their ability to get bonding credit. And I think by involving the business community, the insurance community in that role, we can help facilitate access to lines of credit and to bonding for minority contractors so that they can be prepared and able to compete on an equitable level with larger businesses.
Whoever wins the primary will face write-in candidate Dwight Bolden in November. No Republicans are running. On that same ballot, voters will also get to weigh in on a proposed penny-per-dollar sales tax increase that would fund a transit overhaul that includes construction of light rail. White reminded the audience that he was one of the commissioners who voted to get that question onto the ballot.
I am one of the county commissioners that voted to allow you to have the opportunity to have this on the ballot. Here we are again on the stump speech asking for your support, asking for your vote, and asking you to let us be your voice in county government. And who are we when we get the opportunity to give you the opportunity to voice your opinion? We take it away from you. That has never been the case in my administration, nor will it be. I voted to allow the voters to have it on the ballot, and I stand behind it.
Les Miller agreed that voters should be able to decide whether to tax themselves for such projects. Goddard took it one step further by noting the paltry state of transportation in Hillsborough County.
We have an issue now where there is a shortfall in access to heart services currently. We're under the impression that everybody has a car. Reality is, everyone in 2010 does not have a car. They don't have access to transportation. We're talking about economic development. We must be ensured that our citizens have opportunities to get to and from their jobs.
The candidates also weighed in on the county's budget troubles. On Wednesday, the county commission voted to restore more than $200,000 in proposed cuts to the Hillsborough County Arts Council's fiscal year 2011 budget. All three Democratic District 3 hopefuls said they thought the arts were vital. Goddard said it was a matter of quality of life.
We still need to make sure that we allocate funding to ensure that we are representing the arts and humanities and that those families that seek to live here have an opportunity to go to the Children's Museum, to an art museum. Those are important to our community and important because we know that when children have an opportunity to express themselves, to be engaged in our community, we decrease the likelihood of crime.
Miller echoed this.
Arts and humanities are vitally important. Have our children in those places to see certain things and adults. It's important that we have those types of facilities in the area.
White said funding for arts programs was vital because it keeps youth from pursuing crime.
I believe that our arts council and our public safety go hand in hand. If you give our children something constructive to do, it reduces the crime rate that we have. I am so proud as your county commissioner to have initiated the $3 million for the Glazer Children's Museum downtown here. And as well as I realize that we are under tight fiscal times, but we must continue to fund our arts. We might not be able to fund them at the current funding level that we're funding them now, but it is vitally important for our children and our community.
Hillsborough County's 3rd District encompasses much of Tampa's urban heart. To find out more about these candidates, or for more of our continuing coverage of the 2010 election, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, From downtown Tampa, I'm Kate Bradshaw.